Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the show, Zosha.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome. So excited to be here.
Yes, so excited. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, Zosha, I just have to say today, I mean, hello, the men have showed up. They're here. They've always been here, but you know what I mean. They're here. And hasn't it been exciting listening to all the discussion of these yummy, thank you, Lucia, these yummy topics?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so nice. And we got to partake in them as well. On the cumin perspective, we both called in. And just how great to hear. They're really two beautiful men, Kevin and John, right? To start the discussion. It's amazing how fast this is going, you know? Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Be with them. Go ahead. Did you have fun calling into their show today?
You know, I did. I love it. Well, I just, you know, it's like we're all doing this together, and just wanted to share my love. And I, like I said on the call, on, you know, when I called into his show, I'm like, I knew Kevin was going to do a show. I didn't know if it was going to be by himself. But, you know, Kevin and John have a really special connection. I'm sure you could probably pick up on it too, Zosha.
Oh, yeah. They know each other like we know each other. So it's a really cool way to start a show together.
They do. So I just knew it wasn't a matter of if, it was when. I just knew it was going to happen. So bravo. And I'm still celebrating. The Don Perignon, I had to put that up. I have the sparkling water now. The divinely charged water. What about you?
Perfect. I've got my little Arizona, no, cactus water, actually, since Ooh. You asked. Yeah, our Arizona friends will know what I'm speaking about. It's delicious. It's a little pink color, and it has barely any sugar, or if any. I don't even know, actually. Anyway, it's pretty to look at and refreshing. Speaking of divine masculine, our divine masculine Q, just to tell everyone, because we were planning to interview him, may he be enjoying with Mermaid a beautiful day of peace and rest and fun. You deserve it. Really, you know, just hope they're in
bliss.
Just having a ball. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. And then do you wonder, it's kind of interesting. It feels weird, right? With he's not here. But at the same time, we're all here. So I find that interesting too, like all the shows picking up and we're still able to have conversations and continue to go deep like we did earlier on the other show we'll talk about. So anyway, if they're listening, we love you and have so much fun. We know they are. They don't need that. But
yes, and we hope there's lots of mouth hugging going on here.
Exactly. Maybe we'll get the debrief. We're not prying. Right. We're not prying. That's so funny.
Yeah. No,
other show did we? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was just going to change to the, do you want to finish?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, the cumin perspective and with John and Kevin. And then, Zosha, it was a treat. We got to join in on Sojourns, and we got to hear from Merman and experience his beautiful, beautiful masculine energy and his love and sharing from the masculine. So it's just been a day. It's the day for the men, I feel. I have to say to the men, we love you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We appreciate you. We respect you. And we are so excited to be doing this journey with you. So I just had to shout out to the men. We love you.
It's beautiful. Really beautiful. We do love you. And I find it so exciting just with the acceleration of all the shows and the level of conversations that we're having. You know, and to be in the family of Q and Mermaid and to speak similar language. You know what I'm saying? To have the same similar foundation and way of approaching life now, to create life the way we want it, and to talk about future relationships between men and women here on Earth and what they might look like, and have conversations about it. And it's endless, right? I wanted to share one of the questions I was always curious about when we interviewed with Q about the men It was a couple of weeks ago, and we talked. It's when we rolled into PRQ. So the conversation was about men. How do they feel? How do they feel their heart? And he was just, I don't want to misquote him, but he was saying they're more in their head, right? The women feel first, the nurturers. So one of my questions to Merman and to any of the men listening, I'd love to hear, and Merman had a beautiful answer I'll share, is just how do you feel your heart? Because I feel the men here do feel their heart if they're here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I love to hear more on that conversation. How do they feel? Mm-hmm. How do they know? So what did Merman, I'm sorry to misquote you, but I'll just remember the word he used. He said he remembered back in the past of the word biofeedback being used. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's a great word, because there's men in my life. They don't have to be a sexual relationship, you know, relatives, friends, all men, to start the conversation. So when Merman said that, I'm like, I'm going to weave that word into a conversation with my son and expand that conversation with him and see where we go from that. So by Merman sharing that, now I get to use it and go play. And we all know that's how it works, right? We get to talk about it more. So it's really, really cool to me.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes. And isn't it interesting? Isn't it beautiful how today, I mean, we start the show with that. We start the day of the masculine and then the masculine feminine with that beautiful Arizona twin flame couple. Yeah. Isn't it just, it's just so exciting.
Yeah. More way showers, you know, twin flame couple who found themselves way in the middle of the matrix when everyone was being duped and unaware of what has been going on to us, and they found each other.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to hear more of Cuman Mermaid. So, well, we've heard a lot from Cuman Mermaid, but their story, and Hummy and Merman, that more of their story, you know, it's that's where we're going.
There's a couple of I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
You did not.
There's a couple of people that call in. There's Margaret and Jonah. There's Mike and Leah. There's we got Corinne and Donnie, Q and Mermaid. I mean, I know there's got to be more.
There was a lady who called from Florida after we spoke about the twin flames with Q and Mermaid. And you know, she was great to talk about. And remember, she was saying it just gets better and better.
Yes.
Like, oh, just gets better and better. Wow. I just sat there kind of dreamy.
I know, right? It's just, yeah. It was so beautiful. And then I believe there was a woman in Sweden who called in.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I forgot her name, but I remember that. So I would love to hear these stories of how
the twin flames live.
How the twin flames live. Zosha, do you see that?
Oh, perfect.
Sorry.
perfect synchronicity. Yeah, should we just get right into it? I'll share with everybody. Lauren and I were speaking before. Well, since we started the day with the conversation of the twin flames or divine masculine, divine feminine, any of those topics, we felt, well, it'd be fun to take callers if anyone's interested. If you have any heartfelt questions or comments about anything that was discussed today or discussing now, come on. Call in. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. And I will say, just to preface the show, like, I know we're not, okay, all right. Okay, Zosha.
I got it. I'm okay. With you. Sorry, everyone. We're multitasking here. We're multitasking. That's so funny. I love you, BBS.
Yeah, we love you. We love you so much. Oh my goodness.
It's perfect. Well, that we'll just keep chatting a little more. And then if anyone wants to call, we'll take kind of like the Q-men did it too. We'll chat a little and then take some callers.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe the second half or, you know, yeah. if we have Q.
Of course. Q is always, you can step in, run in at any time.
That's right.
I wanted to go back, Lauren, about
talking
about the masculine, the feminine, and we touched on it on Soul Journeys in different ways. I love everyone's expression. And how do we, it brought the question up to me, how do we want to create here? So we're the creators, so we get to create how we envision our life to be, right? So how do you feel? Did anything, well, I know we've talked about this topic.
I love this
But
question.
how do you want to live your expression here?
I love this question. Thank you for asking. So, you know, I know I'm not this body. I'm spirit animating this body, and we are limitless in our expressions and whatever we choose to be. I know and there's no gender in the higher frequencies, if you will. But, you know, if I'm here experiencing as a woman, Lauren, and whoever else it is in the feminine, whatever, you know, an omnipresence aspect, I really want to immerse myself in this experience, right? So I just want to learn as much as I can about the twin flame model, because that's what I envision. That's what I desire. And, you know, if I can go out and be She-Ra warrior princess, I can go do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you can.
Right? Like, right? I got no problems doing that, but my preference is more of being in my soft feminine flow, receptivity. And so, beautiful questions, Osha. What about you?
Yeah, I felt when you were speaking, when we talked about it too, I've had conversations with you and others about this as well, reflecting on, you know, being young, three, yearning for that relationship. And then wondering, is the fairy taleness a program that we were given? Every movie we saw, it kind of points to in one way, perhaps, because so many of those movies, Cinderella, you know, all of those stories, the lady got her prince. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it felt natural to my beingness. Mm-hmm. I too wanted to be in that situation and
yeah.
still want to be sort of in that situation. With that perfect balance of two, it's different. It's almost hard to put words in it, but you know how you feel about yourself, you feel about your spirit, you know yourself. And to have that mirrored back to you in another person who's also in that state of being, to me, that's off the charts. Yes, I'm not leaving here until I get to have that experience.
That's right.
That's how I wish to create. Mm-hmm. It's what I really ready. I get what you're saying about the She-Ra. You know, all of us have been, again, there's programs against us and duping and whatnot. So I'm sure many of us might not have met completely our dream situation. So now we get a chance, we get to wipe the slate board clean. We get to wipe the whiteboard clean, however Q expressed it. And to me, that was really exciting when he said that. It's like, okay, now what do I really want it to look like? You know, what does it feel like? So that to me has been fun to envision. How about you? Do you ever go into envisioning it or feeling it? No, you feel like we know, but.
Oh my gosh. I've had so many. I mean, I have this vision of my twinnie and I being on a big sailboat out in the Caribbean, and I'm on the front like a mermaid, you know, in the wind, and he's at the back at the wheel, at the helm. I do. Like I have that vision.
It's and remember, like a fairy tale aspect. Keep going.
It is. It is. It's just, I keep having that, you know, crystal clear, turquoise blue or, you know, water. And remember Zosha, when I told you about, I went to the first Trump inauguration, I went with some girlfriends and, so excited. And on the way back when it was a long day. On our way back to where we parked, I saw all these women dressed up in these beautiful ball gowns, and they were with their partner, you know, a man, and they were going to the military ball. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to do that too. I did. I mean, and now I know in my omnipresence, I have done that. That's really cool. Yeah. What about you? I mean, there's many of visions I've had, but what about you?
Yes, agreed. It's endless visions, really. I'll just use this. It might sound like a weird example, but even our radio show coming together, I really couldn't have envisioned it. So it's interesting that the possibilities are so far greater than I can even envision. So sometimes I'll envision things. I'm like, wow, I know I can go even way bigger than that. Do you know what I mean? It's just a new palette to play with that I'm exercising with. So I just find it really fun. So yes, I have tons of them. I feel so many of us do, right? We just, you can
gosh.
Feel it in the callers of things they want to express and how they want to live or who they want to be with. So
and speaking of callers, Zosha.
Oh, yes. Thank you for calling in. Oh, it's
Yay.
so fun. Should we take
Yeah.
our first caller?
Please.
So, Corinne from Soul Churns on line one, we would love to hear from you. Are you here on the
Yay.
line with us, Corinne?
Oh,
Oh, there she
I
is.
love you. Oh my gosh. I love you. Ladies are incredible. You ignite that flame in both Donnie and I, even though it's united and ignited, united, ignited. You guys definitely raise that expansiveness. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh,
Oh,
that
we
was a
love
beautiful
you.
expression, Corinne. Thank you.
Yeah.
But it's so divinely true. And speaking about divine, okay, so you guys, the way our age appears not energetically, but the physicality of us, I feel like it's more about like we y'all know this. Okay, so the simile, or you can use metaphorically, it's like that fine wine, right? Talk about Trump winery, Lauren.
Yes.
But it's in its purity, right?
So are you saying your fine wine
Right.
gets better and better with your
Yes,
merman?
ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
I think with
Oh.
Johnny and I, it's more of our expansive energy. It's that wisdom and harmony and peace that comes from like a depthful dimensionality of deep, I would say, peace, but synonymous with love, as Q brought up. If love is, whatever this word means, it's more in that peace aspect. And Donnie and I are moving toward that, but with each other in that 2020, right, aspect. But dare I ask you all, like you guys expressed, Lauren, even when you said you had that vision of this twinning, this twin or aspect of the divine male flowing on a boat and or a sailboat, and you guys are connected. So I feel like in another aspect of you, if you will, yes, we're divine creators. We can create that, but it's a reflection of as we spoke of soul churns, it's a reflection of all of us, but in a beautiful journey, right? How do you guys feel is what I want to ask in that aspect, that we've all experienced this to me, derived from source, that Q and Mermaid connected us with within us and outside, it's still the same. How do you guys
Do you want to
feel
go,
about the
Lauren?
reflection?
Oh, Corinne, that's so beautiful. I love that. And I feel you. I feel your heart.
Always.
I feel it. Wow. So much love. I agree, Corinne. I'm actually, that's actually our, it's happening right now, right? It's happening right now. That vision, that I've shared, and it's just, are we, Zosia, I remember you called in and asked Q last week, you're like, are we creating it or are we remembering? And Q's like, well, how about a little bit of both? Like a little bit of both, right? Didn't something like that? Because it's like, are we elevating to that alignment of that frequency? I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Are you asking me about the remembering? Yeah, I feel that absolutely. There's that remembering coming back as we're losing the programming and all the restrictions and the governor of the DNA as that's leaving us. There's a remembering and also a reminder to ourselves of who we are and how we can create. That's what came to me. And also, Corinne, if I could bounce a question back to you and then let you answer from your twin flame perspective if you want. Did you relate, did you and your mirror man relate to I'm sure you did because it's mermaid, but did you relate to her when she discussed, when she and Q were discussing their relationship? And it always touched me. She said, oh, it's just unconditional love. If there's even tension between us, not her words, but if there's a tension between us, it just will never linger because you love that person like yourself. If you hurt them, you hurt yourself. Do you have, it's not the, I'm sorry, I'm not saying it just like mermaid did, but does that, did that touch you, your heart? Did you relate to that? Because you and your twinny really demonstrate such a beautiful balance and bouncing back and forth of that word twining that you use. I love it. And then we have callers too, other callers too, Corinne. So maybe would you respond beautifully in your beautiful heartfelt self? And then we'll go on. Is that okay?
Yeah, such a beautiful heartfelt question. Thank you so much, Sosha and Lauren. Just quick, so the others can hop in. For sure, this is so incredibly expansive, or, you know, it just grows and grows and grows, this aspect. So, yes, I recollect absolutely mermaid bringing that up. And it takes me into my own parents and meeting Donnie's parents. They reflected the same deepest love to each other, same with my parents. So there was no, as I once called it, a cue. There was no playing into any other aspect other than the deepest heartfelt love. Although at the time I didn't know, but I knew what I knew, but didn't know I knew. But I just wouldn't compromise. So absolutely, yes. You know,
so you knew about the 10. You knew about the 10 then. Keep going.
Right. I did. Absolutely. And the breadcrumbs. So there was a breadcrumb. So as you use the word breadcrumb, it's like the movie The Nine with Ryan Reynolds, where he left this, I call them sticky notes, and recollecting who we are as beings of light. And ultimately, his mom, Donnie's mother, once called him when she pulled me aside and said, don't tell, I'm just sharing something intimate now. Don't tell his brothers. He's got four other brothers only. Don't say this to them because they will not, she didn't use the word comprehend, but they wouldn't understand it. I always called Donnie my ray of sunshine. Fast forward, I'm like, he is a ray of sunshine. He's literally a ray, a shoot off of like Ra, but in the male sense. And I already knew him from other lives, and I wouldn't compromise. And bottom line is, absolutely, it hit me. I mean, for a long time, I already knew it when I met him. I knew it. I mean, talk about bleed throughs, as Q would say, or I had these many bleed throughs and knew there's no way in heck, as my parents displayed the perfect twinning or duality of divine male and female. And I remember at the human age of 13. I was going to compromise. And if I'm going to be me in me, then I will, which now I comprehend looking in the mirror, it's my divine male and female aspect of me. But there was no way, if I didn't choose to experience another aspect of the male outside of me, who is the male and female, but we choose to balance that aspect of each other. So when I move into my energy, ultimately, I'm so sorry, guys. That's it. I move into my energy, and Donnie, so to speak, calls me out, and then I comprehend the methodology that Q has shown us that I relate to, if you will, quite a few things. Yeah, that just expand our life force energy and the mind heart drop, we can go on. But I will, you know, these are feelings. And Donnie and I, just what you said, Sosha, regarding what Mermaid said, we don't let this linger. If Donnie moves to divine energy, we call each other out, but not call each other out.
It doesn't mean it's like a perfectly peaceful every single day,
right,
does it?
Right.
You might experience something, exactly, but you just know how to resolve it. Go take your deep breaths and come back.
There's ways of moving it. So not forward. This is linearity, but expansiveness. So we're here to expand each other. And that is what Donnie and I hold in our heart to be true. And our love, so whether I put on music and then Donnie comes around and starts giggling, or I do, that's it. There's our divine love. And I will leave it at that. And I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Corinne. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you, BBS, too. Corinne is... Corinne is, I know, Lauren, I could speak for you too. It's like a magnet to steel. That's feeling the heart of Corinne right from the beginning. I felt her heart. That's, you know, to me, that's a 10 relationship too, is a friendship. So same with you, sis. Yeah. So BBS, can we move on to our next caller? And thank you, Corinne, dearly. Thank you, Donnie. Can we pick up line 3, Dee Dee from Colorado? Dee Dee, if you're here, let us know you're here. We love your support and your experience. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, it's so good to talk to you.
Oh, it's so good.
I've listened to you quite a while, like since the beginning.
Oh my goodness.
Heard you call it the queue so many times, but I wanted to say hi and thank you. And I agree. I'm so glad Q is off doing something, and I hope really fun too.
Yeah.
He definitely deserves it.
That's right.
And I don't have anything really in particular, but just like the human show this morning was very interesting. I guess what I wanted to say was the relationship you have with yourself being human and spirit, as in my case, I have a lot of male tendencies, just really driven, courageous, and a fixer, which I heard one of you say you were a fixer the other day, and I thought, oh, I can relate. But yet, very feminine physical part of me.
Yeah.
And I was a total tomboy growing up, but it made it really hard to have relationships, because when you're in the physical feminine form, you know, everybody, men want a relationship, but I love hanging out with men. Still do. Love them so much. But it does make relationships difficult at times, because sometimes you just want to be friends, and, you know, so there's a little bit of a battle always going on there with me. Just wondered what you thought of that.
What just jumped out to me, thank you so much for sharing that too, you know, in the relationships that you're describing, yes, I have experience like that as well. Always was great friends with the guys too. I just could hang out easily, but also had my girlfriends. But in the relationship sometimes with men, it was tricky in the sense of, if I imagine dancing, like I didn't want to step on their feet. So then I'd not step on their feet, but then sometimes something didn't get done. And it was really tricky. It's like, I don't want to, maybe the word emasculate would come into it. It's like, but it has to get done. So maybe my pace of speed was quicker than the partner at the time. So it was always this, I did go within and try and figure out that balance, but it's tricky if how we're going to dance and who's going to step up when, kind of what Corinne was describing. It's like this beautiful dance when you're in flow and balance with each other. So that's what came to me. How about you, Lauren?
Well, I would say, Didi, I love what you shared. I would say just being, you're never married, and I've been, you know, in relationships, but had relationships, but I had to learn it myself because, you know, I had to take on that more masculine aspect of myself to get things done. But then when you have the partner that is there, and you know, I've seen women who do it all, and then the man's like, well, why am I here? You don't need me. Right. Like, so then they feel, I guess, demasculated, like, well, you know, they don't, does that make sense? They just don't, like, she can do this, she can do that. So then where do I fit in here? So it is tricky.
The tricky part. Yeah.
Yeah. And so for me, I had to have that awareness of, like, the example I gave this morning about the light bulb. Oh, well, you know, at my partner at the time, I can do that for you. And I had to pause because I was such on automatic. Like, I just got to, right? And I said, okay, all right. Well, okay, thank you. And just, I accepted it. I was receptive. But I mean, it took some time because I created a habit for myself. I created a habit of having to get everything done because I had no choice. It was more of survival. Where we're going, going to have this beautiful balance and harmony of the energies. And it's not to say that we both can't do the same thing, but I just enjoy being that more feminine, at the same time knowing that I could do both. So I would say just having, you know, observing yourself and having that awareness, and you know, if it feels good, then mm-hmm. to try it out and see, you know, how do you feel.
Yes, and right, I definitely have moved into that space, I believe. You know, the last 4 years listening to these shows has totally changed me. And I am single now, but this twin flame conversation always is, you know, definitely a desire for all of us. I don't know. I had a relationship, and I've always been wanting to ask you about this and haven't, but I'll talk about it now.
We're on.
So that person you can't live without, right? That,
yeah,
that experience, that energy that you can't get away from, right? Was something I experienced 30 years ago, on first sight, where it's just like the energy was undeniable, right? Of course, mm-hmm. we're both in other relationships, and for the next 30 years, you know, both of us ended up getting divorced from who we were married to, but then it just was never right, you know. We would, like, the timing was never right. And this went on for years and years. We would spend time together, and then, I don't know what, well, drinking. There was alcohol. He was a pretty severe drinker. But what I realized, and, you know, was always going to see, is I always wondered if that was really a twin flame, or, because he's passed now, about 3 years ago. And I, you know, he called me when he got really sick. He had cancer or something or whatever. But and I went out there and, you know, spent several weeks with him. I couldn't stay longer, but because I have a son too that's still at home. But I was so complete with it when I knew that he was moving on and whatever. But just wanted to share that because it was that undeniable attraction and, well, wanting to be there, but yet in this physical form, it just never worked. And I just, I don't know. I wonder if anybody else has had that, where you kind of know it's that one, but it doesn't ever work in this time frame so far, with time not being here.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I wonder, Didi, like your story, have we all been going through our files, checking our files? Did I meet someone? Did I meet this? What did I feel like that? I guess I don't know if we'll know what it did, but just what's so exciting for me is that they're here for us, or our other halves are here for us. So that feeling you described, I feel like, oh, cool. Like, you know what it felt like. And then all the details and however they worked out. I guess we go through synchronicities, right? And how that worked. It's sort of you sharing your story, thank you, helped me overlay it with what Q has shared and will as I review it again as well. So it's really helpful. Thank you so much for
thank
that.
Thank you, Didi.
And Beep, Didi, we're gonna move on to another caller right now. We're just finding our feet on this radio thing. So BBS, if you can help us and we move on. But Lauren, I wanted you to comment before we take on the new caller to Didi. Did you have an experience ever of meeting someone who was like your twin flame?
Well, I thank you for that. I know who he is, and he doesn't recognize me now. But, I just got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to live my life and do what brings me joy. And, you know, I am so hoping that it works. But he gets his knowing back. But if not, that's okay, too. I never would want to try to control it or will it or force it, because that's not love. That's just not love. Source doesn't do that. So,
and I guess the perfect time, right, is when each are perfectly in their presence. So
that's right. Thank you.
Can we just thank again Corinne and Didi for sharing? It is brave to call in and share personal details, right? As we call in, all of us call in. It's just deeply appreciated. And BBS, can we move on to Bo from Idaho? And Bo, let us know when you're here. If you can hear. Oh, there she is. Hi.
Hi, Bo.
Nice to be with you again today.
I know, it's sort of like a continuation of the morning, isn't it, ladies?
That's right. The party continues. You know, we love that.
So I think Lauren was chatting and she said, oh, did we have 3 minutes left? Because I wanted to talk about this.
Oh, so funny. We're happy to help.
when Thomas put me on hold, and I, when you're on hold, you can hear the conversation. Lauren was talking about omnipresence, and I don't know if you read what title, I guess, is Your Twin Flame and Omnipresence. So the reason I brought that up was, this has been years ago, so it's probably BQ, as you know, it's the Corinneism before Q, BQ. I have been with my twin flame, but not in this body. So it was a remembrance or a knowing, if you want to put it that way. Dancing in our kitchen, making our magical potions and elixirs, and in the woods, probably in the PNW, the Pacific Northwest, but I've never met him. I know who he is. We were actually younger when I've seen us. We're younger, so we know about omnipresence and that our shaft of light can be and has been and currently is in other people. So it's just kind of throwing this one out there. How do you ladies feel about having that knowing and that remembrance, like you were just talking about, Lauren? Do you feel like that's going to happen for you in this lifetime? And I also wanted to say one more thing before you answer, is when Q started the PRQ process, And we all sent our projects in, and some of us were fortunate enough to get on the Zooms with him and present our projects. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that through this process, and it's, you know, taken longer than maybe some of us thought would happen, I knew that I would meet my twin flame. So there's that. What did you ladies feel?
Go fish, Lauren.
Oh, I went last. You want to go first? I'll go first, but.
No, go. You're right on it because you've identified yours. So go ahead.
Okay. Oh, Bo, I love the visual that you gave of you and your 20 in the kitchen. It makes me smile. Yes, I do. It's been a desire of mine for a long time. I knew that there was a different kind of love. I just didn't know what it was called or what it was, but I just knew. Now, did I get a little angry when I'm like, he doesn't recognize me? Or he, like, I did. I got a little angry because I'm like, well, it's almost torture for you to know who they are and they don't know you. And so then, well, then what do you do? Am I just going to go have a 7 relationship? Like, what do you do with that? So I did experience some anger and just asked my spirit to help me release that anger and just to help me to work through that. So I would say my answer is yes. When? I don't know. but until then, just, you know, continuing to work on myself, doing the inner work. And I will say that every time I tried to go to I would be in another relationship and I knew who he was. I just would always, my heart would always go back to him. And I couldn't help it. I just couldn't help it. It just did. So I hope that answers the question. Zosha, what about you?
Go ahead, Bo.
I was going to say, so it's apparent that you're both in this same physicality at the moment. What if one is physical here and the other is either physical on another timeline or in a body that you haven't even experienced or recognized yet?
Yeah, I love that question too. Sorry, do you want to say something, Lauren? No,
go, Zosha.
It's a question I don't have the answer to, but I do ponder it often. If we're in up to, I feel Q may have mentioned 30 different vessels. Okay, so how does that work with the omnipresence piece? I feel all of us kind of get asking many of those questions to him. So I feel like the answer to that is coming. But if there's one, I feel he referred to mermaid once as like the full volume of light. So is there a vessel with a full volume of light? So it gets tricky, you know, twin flame is your exact Merkaba match, your other half. So yes, if we can share in other vessels, I get your point. Like maybe there's multiple ones. I feel that's where Kiwi's brought us to focus on our light, not our identity. Because if I just say it in my own words, because our identity can change in a flash. He said in an instant, we can jump into another body. But it's the full volume, like the Q and Mermaid, they're fully in their light in those bodies. So that's what I tune into. I will definitely meet my true partner. I feel that and I know that. And energetically I have felt that deep nurturing where I loved your story, Bo, of being in the kitchen. I don't have the specifics, but I have felt this deep nurturing, deep, deep love and company. So maybe that's why I don't really yearn for the vessel per se. I just know it will happen. But at the same time, I could have walked by him 15 times because I'm just not really paying attention. So he's like, ah, wake up, wake up. And just like floating around. So it's a really cool question. And actually we have another caller coming up who might tie into that as well. So do you mind, Bo, that if we move on to another caller?
I do not
as
at
well?
All, ladies. I love you so much.
Thank you.
Love you, Bo.
Bye. Thank you so much. Awesome questions. I love it. There's so much to talk about on the topic, right? It's like as soon as you have one question, another door opens to another possibility. So, okay, next in line is Sunshine. Is Sunshine here, VBS?
Yeah. Hello, hussy.
Hello, hussy. Three hussies unite.
That's right.
And just for the record, Q did call Sunshine a hussy. Remember, it was in a show when before you did Being Inspired, Sunshine, just to educate everyone. Who's that hussy in the time slot or something?
Thank you. Ratted me out. So hello, fellow hussies. Beautiful show today, ladies.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in. If you've got questions for me, you can, it sounded like you might want to run a question past me from the previous caller, Bo.
Yeah.
If nothing there, I can run.
No, let's jump into it. Did you hear her question? You're so sunny. Okay. You're so bright, Sunshine. I could feel it. Bo is asking about, you heard, so the twin flame, and it, when we wind in, weave in omnipresence, if you can be in multiple vessels, do you have feelings about that?
I do. I too believe that, like you, Zosha, I believe that. I remember when Q talked about, you know, which one has the most light, which one is the one that's just beaming, you know, oh man, I'm attracted to this one, or I really have a connection with this one, but where is that connection? And so I do believe that that could complicate, but it's just an intricacy, which is really kind of cool to figure out.
Mm.
I wanted to also add in where, the previous callers were talking about, you know, well, I've got this relationship and I believe this relationship and that kind of thing. And I think in the way that we were programmed really before, you know, BQ, as Corinne would say, I really feel that a lot of us were programmed for the lust side and not the love side, not the heart-centered, seeking that heart-centeredness. And so when Merman talked earlier on Souljourns about men were programmed for that, well, women are programmed for that too.
Mm-hmm.
They want the love side, but they're lusting for that nurturing. It's not necessarily they're lusting for that sexual component, but they're lusting more for, I want that provider, I want that protector, I want that nurturing. Mm-hmm. Speaking for myself only, but that is something that I've really seen happen with me in the past.
Mm.
And so when we're looking for and seeking for and yearning for our true, as you guys know, I say Twinkie, I haven't explained, Sunshine, we're all, you know, shafts of light, we're light. So Twinkie, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, I like that. Not the nasty snack, nasty snack. Wasn't that a Twinkie?
No, not the nasty snack. No, that's nasty. Nasty.
You're twinkler.
No, nay. So when we're looking for our 20s or our Twinkies or whatever, when we're yearning for them, that yearning, if we all just center and just stop and take a breath and go, okay, what's yearning? Is it my heart center that's yearning? And is it pulling from my heart center? And is this person making you laugh? And is this person bringing light and energy into the relationship? Or is it more of a lust? Man, I just want to be with that person. They're just so fun. But it's not coming from your heart center. It's more from your head. Mm-hmm. I think that would also help guide us a little bit, too. I know a lot of us are seeking that. I can only speak for myself. But I do really believe that omnipresence does play a part in that. So I'll yield to you guys to ask questions. Go ahead.
I love that. If I can jump in, I love that, Sunshine, that you phrased it as lusting for nurturing. I had never really felt into that before, but yeah, it's true. As I felt more as you were speaking, if I've looked at myself, it's like having expectations for how someone might have supposed to act versus feeling them in a moment, or feeling that there is no feeling there in the moment, and recognizing that as well, that dance before it, and versus even the packaging of a light. What does their jalopy look like? You know, is it Do you know what I'm saying? Getting focused on the physicality of a body or a person. And that's another form of lust, as has been discussed. And just having allowance where I say when we have that heart to magnet feeling to the light, the volume of light, I feel that will all go out, is all out the window, because we feel it with each other. You know, when we connect and feel it, in our relationships, we're having these 10 relationships to be able to speak like this and allow each person is allowed their own interpretation and perspective. And we just go on and have more fun. What say you, Miss Lauren?
Everything, I'll have what she's having. What you just said.
Exactly.
No, I agree. I agree. There's just so much. So I ask myself, okay, how do I draw the line here? So I'm in this physical vessel. I want to take care of it. I want, you know, this is what I'm experiencing in, right? So I'm going to take care of it, but I'm not, you know, like where do you draw the line as far as, oh, got to do this at the gym and got to look like this and right. All the physical stuff. And so I would say, you know, learning about what that looks like for me and then playing with it. But then at the same time, when you do this inner work, the physical stuff, I mean, we have preferences, right? We have preferences, but it just doesn't really, because I've done it all. I've dated, you know, the good looking guy. I've dated the bodybuilder. I've dated the guy driving the Porsche Convert. I've done it all, right? And I'm like, it's not that authentic, you know, heart-centered, heart to magnet, as you said, love, Zosha. So as we do the inner work more and more, it's so easy because and I love how Q doesn't do like that. We don't have the image, like we can't see it because we're connecting with our hearts through our harmonics and our spirit. So I love that.
And that's beautiful, Lauren. When we fill ourselves up with ourself, our own spirit, all of that goes away. We're filled, you know, and then you're present. Then you can be present. That's my opinion. You can be present to the other and then just go play.
Agreed. I want to add one thing before you guys sign off, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Sure.
Thank you. I want to add that when we are truly attracted to our twin or our 20 or our Twinkie or our, you know, other shaft of light, I want to say that they complete us, but they also can be a frustration to us because what you don't like in yourself or what you haven't worked on in yourself is something that you're going to see in them as well because they are you.
That's right.
They're a reflection of you. And so people to think that it's going to be rainbows, unicorns, and roses, it's going to be a growing together, back together. You're split. And so when you come back together and you mold back together into that one, there's going to be some rough edges. That's my opinion. But that is something that I'm telling myself to be prepared for, to don't expect it to be perfect.
And that's beautiful. Q prepped us well. In one of his first three shows, I listened to an old one. He said, oh, be careful with, you know, joking around, but be careful what you wish for with your twinnie. And both Mermaid and Q discussing, it's like, yep, they're going to highlight exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know, the tires are off, the thing needs oiling or whatever. So agreed. It's
right.
Again, back to that fairy tale, feeling like a program. The fairy tale doesn't show any of that stuff. You know, everything's perfect in the movies. Everything looks perfect. So I totally bought into that. Thank you so much.
And I think you're welcome. The divine feminine would lean towards that fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah. We love
you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
BBS. BBS, do we have a quick minute for a hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Miss Kelly from Oregon.
Oregon.
Are you here?
Hi, lady.
Oh, thank you for hanging on for us.
Yes.
We love you too.
I just wanted to say hi. Hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello, Angel.
Yes, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
We're so happy you're with us.
You only have a minute left. I'm not looking at the clock.
We got two. Go, girl.
We got 2 minutes.
Say it. Say it quick.
Oh, go fish.
I wanted to pick you back up on what you were saying, Zosha. Well, but, oh, shoot. There's just so many tasty morsels in this whole conversation, but the notion of, you know, we were brought up on the Disney model of, you know, Prince Charming and the knight in shining armor and just all of that BS, right? Just spoon fed down our throats. And so now we're kind of stepping back and kind of, I think that desire is real, you know, the longing for that connection that you all just beautifully talked about. But getting back to what Q says about, okay, once you are, you know your authentic self and, you know, you can love yourself, then, you know, then perhaps the 20s will come together. So my question is, you know, for those of us that know who our 20s are and those who don't, it doesn't, it's both, but, you know, it feels like the male, the masculine is kind of catching up a little bit. And maybe that's the wrong way to say it, but catching up with us in
they're showing up,
you know, that unconditional endless love. So I guess my question is, what do we do to help spur that on, you know, help the guys? Like,
I think what we're doing just by just sharing, growing our light and sharing our love. I don't know, Zosha, what do you
feel? And holding space and having these conversations and just showing people we can have conversations like this. You know, these heart-centered conversations, kind of like we heard Q and Mermaid at first. Wow, listen to them speak, and then you feel it. So I feel like it's trickling down through us and the next generation, so to say, all of us. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect way to segue. Thank you, Kelly.
Love you,
so
Kelly.
Much. We love you.
Love
Thank you,
you
to all
so
of our
much.
Callers.
Back again.
Q, Yay. We miss you. Mermaid, we miss you. BBS, thank you. Lauren, I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for holding presence, all of us, with all of us. And again, we so value your sharing. It's really invaluable how it helps others and us. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week at the lunchtime hour on the East Coast.
Yeah. We'll be right back.